Nolte, Fascist Meat Switch Hunt to Punish Gaza Leaker Continues. By John Nolte on April 12, 2024. The same disgraced New York Times that published a straight-up lie about Israel bombing a hospital in Gaza is the same New York Times that killed an internal podcast meant to expose the sexual violence and sexual terrorism the savages in Hamas used against Israeli civilians during the October 7 terror attack. After some hero leaked the news that these crucial facts were removed from a Times podcast called The Daily, the far-left outlet launched a witch hunt to root out the leaker or leakers. Related video, NBC Sanchez, Israeli official confirms women were raped during Hamas attack. Breitbart News first reported on this Nixonian witch hunt 6 weeks ago. Today, The Wall Street Journal reported that not only is the witch hunt ongoing and intensifying, but the oh-so-progressive Times is using the witch hunt for the same reason all fascists use witch hunts, to terrify people into not exposing the truth, emphasis mine. Over the past several weeks, Charlotte Berendt, a top Times editor in charge of probing workplace issues in the newsroom, has summoned close to 20 employees for interviews to determine whether staffers leaked confidential information related to Gaza war coverage to another media outlet. The internal probe was meant to find out who leaked information related to a planned podcast episode about that article. But its intensity and scope suggests the Times' leadership, after years of fights with its workforce over a variety of issues involving journalistic integrity, is sending a signal, enough. The idea that someone dips into that process in the middle, executive editor Joe Kahn crybaby to the Wall Street Journal, and finds something interesting or damaging to the story and then leaks that to the public felt to me and my colleagues like a breakdown in the sort of trust and collaboration that's necessary in the editorial process. I haven't seen that happen before, he added. What a liar. No one dipped into the process in the middle. The podcast exposing how Hamas sexually degraded Israeli women was scheduled to air in January. The leak didn't go public until the end of February. This liar, Joe Kahn, wants to gaslight us into believing an ongoing story was interfered with and that someone leaked this information to manipulate the coverage. That's simply not true. For obvious reasons, the pro-Hamas Times removed certain facts from a podcast. Period. That wasn't the middle of the process, that was the end of the process. An indefensible and dishonest decision was made, and that was that. So, someone with an actual conscience who cares about truth and the ideal of journalism revealed this act of corruption. This leaker should be applauded, not hunted down like an animal. Related video, U.S. Ambassador to UN on delays in UN recognizing Hamas's rapes. I know one official's concerned, we had a meeting. The only people who deserve to be punished are the Times editors who hid the facts from that podcast. As I explained at the beginning of March, the Times has no choice but to behave in this disgraceful manner to skew and manipulate its coverage to appease its far-left, Israel-hating subscriber base. The Times only survives by allowing the subscriber's tail to wag the dog. Back when the Times could survive on advertising, it didn't have to pander to anyone, but the Times lost its advertiser base when normal people got sick of the lies and bias. Now, the Times is wholly controlled by its subscribers, a group of intolerant, close-minded leftists who wish to be protected from inconvenient truths. These subscribers do not read the Times to be informed. They read the Times to be comforted that they are right about everything. This has reduced the Times even further into a nakedly fascist outlet hunting down someone who blew the whistle on journalistic corruption. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.